Kol Yisrael, that because of Yeshua, the moon came down. Rashi zeh Yeshua. Sha'ale Moshe, at chume yahar, shenem avayokim Moshe v'yishua m'shasa, v'yal Moshe l'har, Sinai, v'imtun lo Yeshua sham, kol mem yoyim. Shenem avayishma Yeshua as kolom. L'madnu, shloi hoi imohim, v'sham hoi yorid lo imon, k'neke kol Yisrael. And at that place where Moshe was, like from there, that place is where moon came down, moon came down, k'neke kol Yisrael. So Ksiv Ha'cha'ish says here, Ba'ish, Oksiv Ha'som, Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. As it says here, Lechem Abirim Ochalish. So who is this Ish that ate this mon? It goes on Yeshua. But it says in the other passage in Bamidbar, that Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. Fred Gemara V'yema Moshe, maybe the passage means in Tehillim, that Lechem Abirim Ochalish goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, Tehsiv V'ho'ish Moshe Onov Moid, yeah, Moshe was a big onuf. Have the Gemara know? Don and ish meish. It says here in our pasuk lechem abirim ochal ish, and it says by Yeshua kach lachos Yeshua benun ish. Says ish ish. The ain don and ish mevo ish. Mashenkin by Moshe doesn't say the word ish. It says veho ish. So veho ish we don't learn out from ish. Even though there wouldn't be another pasuk, you could. But now that we have a pasuk ish ish, it's better to learn out that ish means Yeshua. By the Shalu Tamida Vesem Shim Ben Yechoy. If Neyma, Lo Yorad Lemu Yisrael Mon, Pa Machas Bashona. It's how come the Abish had to bother himself every single day? The Mon came down, and Kleisla had to bother himself every single day to collect the Mon. The Abish should have been nicer to them. Let at one time the Mon come down, a big package for the whole year's worth of Mon, and fast it. They'll take it home once and they'll have it stored up with them, and they'll be happy and the Abish will be happy. Why does Hashem have to be matriach himself so much every single day to make them come and collect it? Is Omalem Yitzhak back Poshit? Em Shalacho Moshe Loma Dabadoyma. I'll give you an example. What is Doyma to? Le Melech Vosavadom. You have a regular king. Sheyesh Loi Ben Echod. He has one son. Postab Loi Mizmoiso Pam Achaz Bashona. So he gave his son at the beginning of the year a $50,000 check. This is it for the year. Don't bother me. So what happened? The kid picked up the check on the first of the month and said goodbye to his father and didn't come back to the first of the next year to pick up the next check. The whole year he didn't come to visit his father. Why did I come to my father for him? I have the money already. And so what did Melech do the next year? The Melech got angry. A whole year you don't come to say hello to me. What's going on here? Is Omad or Posak Maznaisa B'chol Yain. The next year, nothing doing. I'm not giving you no $50,000 check. Every day, I'll give you a $100 check. Come to me every day, and I'll give you money. Thanks, $10. Much as you need for the day. But I'm not going to give it to you once a year. I want you to come to me every day. Memela, v'yinakabo, p'nei yoviv, kol yoyim, came out every single day. The son had to come to the father, said shalom aleichem, had to be nice to his father the whole year. So that's the svara. Is after you saw the same thing, maklai yisrael, makorosh baruch hu. Mi sheyeshloi abo v'chamish yibonim. Somebody was living in the Midbar, and he had a family, he had four or five kids. Every day he was worried. Maybe the mon, I'm not going to have food tomorrow. I only have food today to feed my kids. I don't know what I'm going to have tomorrow to eat. I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he felt very bad. Maybe all my kids will die starved to death. So what happened was, every single day, Kleisel had to have bitachim, they had to do tshuva like we had before, and they had to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single day, Kleisel said that was coming on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to rely on him. So that's what Hashem wanted. That's why Hashem gave him every single day the food, and not once a year. Not like we had before, that the man was mechaper on them. That here Kleisel had to be talking and adapted to Hashem, so Abadir did shuv every single day to make sure they get food tomorrow. Dovarach, another pshat is, Shoyu oich lenoisoi tishu cham. Another reason, partial reason, why Kodesh Baruch gave it to them every single day was it should be fresh. He wanted them to eat hot stuff every morning. Azoy gave it to them once a year, it'll be cold and stale. So Azoy gave them every single morning nice, fresh, hot bread, schmack. Dovrach, another pshat, the poshet pshat also, mifnei masli haderech, not to have to carry a load. As everybody's going to have a new caravan just to carry the load. Glad you have to carry a year's stock of food in the midbar yet. It'll be hard to carry it. So therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu made it easy for them, poshet gret, that every single day you get what you need, it'll be easier for you. Right. Ukvar hoyer evitafen rabbi Shmuel. uskenim yoshvim v'oiskim v'pashas Amon. As the Paphon and Mishul, the Kenim were sitting down, and they were oisim, they were learning through the pashas of the Amon. Not that we just read through it. They want to know pshat in every single pasuk I'm going through here. Every single word there, what does the Torah mean? For Reb Elazar HaMadoi yoshvim b'neim, Reb Elazar HaMadoi was sitting between them. Nena Reb Elazar HaMadoi, see, answered and said something. V'yomar, he said like this, Mon sheyorod lehem liyishroel, the man that came down in the midbar to the Klal Yisrael, hayegvoya shisha mama. You know how tall it was every single day? It was 60 yamas tall. Pretty tall. That's 100, some sheet is 120 feet tall. That's how high it was. Is Omar Lo Reb Tafan, so Tafan said, Moidoi, ad mosayato megaviv dvorim, o mevi olenu. How long are they just going to throw words to us and like bring it in front of us? Megavli, you collect things together. Like you're collecting words together and giving it to us. In other words, where's your ayah? How do you know this? He said, we don't know. We learned through the Pasha. We didn't see this in the Chumash. How do you know to say the man was 60 amas tall? How do you know that? Shashi had mosayat megav of dvar mevielenu yeminod meim lecho. How do you know this? Is Amalai answered him back, Amalai Rebbe, mikrani darish, I have a portion off of the Pasuk that says like this. The Pasuk says by the Mabul, that Chomish Esrei Amo Milmala, Govru Hamayim. That 15 Amos on top, we hold it means on top of the mountains, the water was above the mountains 15 Amos. Vayachas Tawarim, that the water was 15 Amos above the tallest mountain. The Kasha Vichi Chomish Esrei Amo B'Emek, what do you mean above the mountains? You want to tell me it's 15 Amos above the Emek, the valley? Or Chomish Esrei B'Shvel, the regular thing? Chomish Esrei B'Horim. Avadi, it was 15 Amos on the mountains, v'chimaya shura shura kaimi. Like, how could it just be the water could just be 15 amis above the mountain? Like, is the water piled up one row on top of another row? Hey, is the water always sinks down to the bottom? V'yoid teva hechi sagi. Where was the teva? How did it get lifted up? Shrashi hech also the rosh horim. How did the teva get up to the top of the mountains? If you want to tell me that the pshat was the water was just 15 amis all over. On the bottom of the ground was 15 amas high. On top of the mountain was 15 amas high. How did it get up there? You know, some nice, maybe you tell me the water was on a row on top of a row. But the kasha is then, how did the table get up there? The table was on the bottom on the ground. So on the ground that just came up 15 amas, how did it jump up to the top of the mountain? Did the waters have rows and rows of water? Elo the pshat was, the pasuk says, nifku ko minus toim rabba. That all the windows opened up. Niv the time rabbah. Ah the ashru maya bahadi tura. Until mamish the water came down so much that it covered up to the top of the level of the mountain. Whereas all the ground was covered up with water up until the top of the mountain. For Hodar, then the Pasuk says, Chomesh Esrayama Malmala, Govru Hamayim, that the water then came up another 15 amis above all the mountains. Now, V'chi'eze midah merubah. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give more? Midah toiva or midah pronis? When Hashem does good to us, or when Hashem gives us punishment. Have yom avadra svar is midah tuva. Midah pronis. That when Hashem does good to us, like here giving us the mon, He'll give us more mon than He gave us water when He brought down the marble. Now, b'midah pronis, why the marble, the Pasuk says, Rav Yomer, v'arubais ha-shamayim niftachum. HaKodesh Baruch Hu opened up the windows of Shemayim. So Rub is good means up at least two windows. So Hashem opened up two windows upstairs to let all the water come down. The Nida Tuva, here by the Mon, who Waim, it says, the Apostle can tell him, Vayitzav Shchokim Mimual, Vedalse Shemayim Posach. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu opened up the door. Vayamtu Aleyem Mon Lechol, Odegan Shemayim, Nosan Lomay. So here it's the Lashon Hashem opened up the delis, the door. He opened up the door. Whereas by the marble he opened up two windows. And by the door, and by the mon it says he opened up the door. Now, kama sarubas yesh bedelis, how many windows do you have in the door? Arba. You have four. Arba, arba, you have four. Harei kan shemayna. Eight. In other words, you have four sets, so you have eight altogether. So come to size. So the mon had four times more than it had by the marble. By the marble it was only two windows. And by the mon here it was eight windows. So that's four times as much. V'nimtzu, mon sheyorodem liyisrael, gevoya shishamama. So that's to come out now that the mon that came down was 60 amas tall. If by the mayim it was 15 amas taller, and that was only because of two windows, so here that Hashem used eight windows, four times as much, it came four times as much. So 4 times 15 is 30, is 60. Aye, Mr. Mudden, all right. That the mon was 4 times as much as this 15 amis, 60 amis. Tanya, Isi ben Yudu Aymer, mon sheyorod hem li Yisrael, hoya mizgaber ve'oila ad sheroya noise kol malachim mizrach amarev. The mon came down in the midbar so tall that all the malachim from all over could see the mon. Shenemar Apostle says, Tarech lefon ha'shulchan neged tzoroi. The Kosh Baruch Hu made his shulchan, made the mon, neged tzoroi. Connected all the malachim, all the enemies of Klai Yisrael, they were able to see the mon. That's how tall it was. So according to this mon, maybe it was even more than 60 yamas tall. However, even 60 is also enough. It was 120 yamas high, 120 feet high, so all the other malachim could come and see, they were able to see the mon. Then the Apostle says, Chaisi Revoya, Omer Abaya, Shema Mino, Kosa de David, Lioma de Yossi, that David the Melech's Kais that he's going to have, Mitzvah Shem Losa Lavoi, is Mosayin v'Yesrin v'Chad Luga. Machsit. You know how big that Kais is going to be? It's going to hold 221 Lug. And our Kais that we have now is Revius Halug. That's our Kais. Our big Kiddush cup right now is Revius Halug. It's his Kais that he's going to have is going to hold 241 Alugim. Shenem, the Apostle says, Kaisi Revoya. Is Revoya v'gematria hachi. It's gematria 221. So the Gemara, holei damya, hos, not kashi now, good, so how you learn out, the mon, from the mabul, hosam v'yabon yoyim. There, the mabul came down 40 days. So maybe 40 days you'll get 15 amas high from two windows. Here the mon came down in 1 hour, a short time, in the morning. Like the mon came down, didn't come down for one day. We're talking about each day, every day, the mon came down for that day alone. How much time did it take the mon to come down? The door was open in Shemai, in the Chveis for an hour, maybe 5 minutes, maybe even. So what's the sushtel? By the marble, the windows were open, two windows were open for 40 days. So that's how much rain came down. But here, true, you have a whole door open there, for eight windows, but it's only open for a few minutes. So what's the sushtel? Another kash the other way, maybe. Hosam l'chuli alma. Maybe the other way, though. The marble was on the whole world, the marble. So you had to have a lot of water. Hochol Yisrael l'chudei. For nofesh l'tzvei. But maybe here, the mon only came down for the Yidin, and only mamish in the midbar, only this gimel mach, the machna, which was only three pasois, so maybe it could be much higher then. The svar pufaker. By the marble, you had to put the water on the whole world, it only went 15 amas high. Mashiach, and here, the mon came down only one small place, maybe it come much, much higher. So the kiss, he came on out from the marble. And the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, my doy, psicha, psicha, gomer. True, he has a gzera shavah. It's not just Amin Svarim. It says Pesach here, it says Pesach there, so that's a gzera shavah. But just like there, the Pesach of two windows made 15 amis, so here the Pesach of a door, which is eight windows, makes four times as much, makes 60. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, Osta Bachila. On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to sicha, rechitza, nilas asandom, and tasma shamita. For the Gemara, hani chamish enuyin k'neged mi. How do we know these? How do we know, where do we learn out to say there are five enuyin, five things that are rosa? And the Gemara, Rav Chizda, k'neged hei enuyin sheba Torah. Because the Torah says five times the word enuy. So therefore, we learn out five different things. Like we said, a lot of Rishonim, Rashi Sheet, there is only Midrabbonin. So as an asmach there from these other Inuyim, that there are other things that are also only Midrabbonin. And the Ran Sheet that brings down, no, it's also Midiraisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain what exactly the Isser is. But it says five times, U the Osar, the Yachbi Osar, Shabbos Shabosoin, U Shavash, U Shabbos Shabosoin, the Isser Lachem. So, Hani Chamisha Heaven, Fred Gemara, the Yanan Shisa Tanan. And now Mishnah says six, and here you only have five psukim like. So how do you learn out six things? And the Gemara, shtiya b'chal achila. Our Mishnah says true achila, and shtiya really is one. Because shtiya drinking is always included in achila. The Yom Resh Lokish, minayin l'shtiya shi b'chal achila. How do we know this yisoid? That shtiya drinking something is included in achila. When the Torah says lashon of achila, it also means drinking. Shenemar the Pasuk says, V'yochalto l'fnei Hashem l'kechom, ma'isa de goncha tiroshka v'yisarecha.
It says you should eat in front of Hashem your meiser of dogger, that's the grains, tirosh, that's the wine, v'yitzah, that's the oil. Now how do you eat wine? How do you eat oil? Tirosh chamruhu. L'chur tirosh means wine. So l'chur you drink wine. The korre lev yachalta. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. So mashma, the Torah says lashon, v'yachalta included in achila is also shtiyah. Shtiyah drinking is mechlal achila. For the marmi mai, how do you know this? V'dilma di achli adeya nigrin. Maybe no, maybe eat it. You know, you put the liquid into food and eat it like food, maybe eating it. Drashia nigrin, min michael, shenaisna boyayim. Maybe it's like a food that you put wine into. Well, the kama makamishnina put a sefta, nigrin, and azino, shenaisna boyayim, v'shemen. You put wine and oil into this. That's like vegetable soup. So you put wine inside it. So it could be an achila. Maybe the Torah says you should eat it with other food. The yama rabba vashmuel, a nigrin, what does a nigrin mean? A gzunta vegetable soup. Maya de sukkah. It's the water of beets. Or whatever sukkah means. Ach zigrun, that means maya de kula shalki. That's the water of vegetables. Of cooking a lot of vegetables together. So the kids say, maybe you have the wine in the vegetables here, soup. And that's the way it's called an achila. So from this pasuk of Yechalta, Pnei Hashem Lekecha, you have the right, the pasuk is talking about achila of drinking wine. Maybe the pasuk says an achila of eating wine. And you put the wine into food. So where's the raya that when the Torah says achila, it's included shtiyah. Shtiyah is a part of achila. Elo amar avachor by Yaakov, mehocha from here. The pasuk says v'nosato hakesed v'chol asher tavo nafshechem. When you have ma'ase sheni and it's grown outside Yerushalayim, so lochem is allowed to be poyder it. You could take your ma'ase sheni, your bunches of apples, and be poyder them and take the money to Yerushalayim. And when it comes to Yerushalayim, you have to buy with the money of ma'ase sheni. You have to buy food. So you have to buy with it either meat or else wine and shecher and beer. So the more shecher shtiyahu, shecher that is something you drink. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. The end of the pasuk says v'yachalta shom lefnei Hashem lokecho. The pasuk is talking about that you buy yain v'shecher. So shecher who means something that it's. Shekhar doesn't mean beer. Shekhar means strong wine that you get shekhar from. But I call upon him something that you drink, and the pasuk says, V'yachalta. Fredrik Mara, no. Mi mai. Dil mahochina me diachle adea nigrun. Right? The maybe this wine you're drinking, duch food. So you're eating the food, that's the way you're eating the wine. Fredrik Mara, shekhar ksiv. Mi di de meshaker. The meshaber. It means something that's strong that makes you shekhar. And if you eat it, duch drinking, duch eating it, you don't become shikr that way, like Rashi says. If you take wine and put it into food and eat it with food, you don't become shikr that way. The way you become shikr is drink the strong wine, but drink it, not eat it. So smashmi, you're drinking the wine, and still the pasuk says v'yachalta. So smashmi, drinking is included in the lashon of v'yachalta of eating. But you know, v'dilma d'vela kilus. We're talking about special type of dvela, special type of
figs that comes from Kela, that if you eat a lot of them, it makes you shikr.
Titania, ochal dvela kilus. If somebody eats these types of
figs that comes from Kela,
figs. Kela dvela kilus. Some eat these figs that comes from Kela. V'shoso dvash, and he drinks honey. V'chol of a milk. V'nichtas the migdish, and he comes into the base of migdish. There's no chayiv.